Good morning, everybody. I'm so blessed to be Reverend Sean Monninger. And I am blessed to share this church with all of you. You know, we are the church. We are God being us, individualized. And today's, my talk is called, What is This Thing Called Christ? Not to be confused with, What is This Thing Called Love? Which is an old standard. Today we have a couple of new songs, brand new songs by David Friedman. Because I knew I was doing this and I thought it would be fun. And I thought, okay, what can we entice people to come out for the Sunday after Easter? That we could continue our rising up in consciousness. So let's start by taking a breath. And anybody who has experienced my meditations before knows I always start with, the Christ in me is awake now, because we are referring to our highest consciousness, our highest knowing, not our personality nor anyone else's personality, but ours. The Christ in me is awake now. Those of you who care to, would you affirm that with me? The Christ in me is awake now. Let's listen to David.
There's a place inside of me that is always unassailable. I can find it easily, 'cause it always is available. It's a place where I can go, where I'll always find what's true. In this place, I always know what to think and what to do. It's the Christ in me, the Christ in me, that lets me see all that I can be. It's the Christ in me, the Christ in me, that sets me right and sets me free. When I think that I am sick, the Christ knows I am well. When I think that I am doomed, the Christ knows there is no hell. When I dare to lose my mind and let go of all control, that's the moment that I find I'm made happy, healed, and whole. By the Christ in me, the Christ in me, that does its work. Invisibly, I can't touch or see the Christ in me, but I know it's there and will always be. It always has been here before him or you or I. It's always very near. Was never born, it will never die. It isn't of this earth, and yet everything and everywhere. I find out what it's worth when I dare to trust. It's always there. It's the Christ in me, the Christ in me, that lets me be what I'm made to be. When I know the truth, I can truly see that the Christ in me is really me. I am.
Wow. That's nice. Well received, we call it. So today's talk is about this thing called Christ. And it's for some of you, you might get educated in a few things. For others of you, it will be hopefully a very pleasant reminder of what you already know to be true. Because this is not about the man from Nazareth. The Christ actually has virtually nothing to do with the man from Nazareth, except the people, after he died, gave him this title. He didn't possess it when he lived, when he walked the earth. He didn't even know the word. Comes from the Greeks, Christos, anointed one. This talk I want to do today is it's meant to be an empowering talk, an empowering message, so that each and every one of us here today can take responsibility for our own healing. Is anyone here in need of a healing? There we go. So you know. Everyone here can go ahead and have one. Everyone here can go ahead and have a healing. I hope that's all right with you. And we don't have to count on another person or personality in order to claim it. What we can do is identify with that other personality because he claimed it for himself and said, go ahead and do it for yourselves. I've claimed it for myself many times, and then I forget. And then I'm in need of another healing. And it takes what it takes for me to remember, oh, it's within me. The Christ is the Son of God. Not the person, but the Christ in me is the Son of God. And therefore, the Son of God lives in me because the Christ in me is awakened now, if I so choose to acknowledge that. And that what the Christ is the absolute. And I like working with words like that. And so I can think, oh, I feel like I'm in need of a healing. The absolute is within me in order to bring about that healing. Within my thoughts, within my body, within every aspect of my living, my relationships, my world. You know, there's a lot of us in this world who would like the world to change. We would like it to shift, and we're waiting for those people to do it. And then there's some of us, and once they do it, we're going to punish them for having upset us. Somewhere there's something missing between the Christ awakened in me and I'm going to make them pay. Whoever they are. When I was young, it was my parents. They were going to pay for what they did to me. And I will forgive them when they make it not have happened. Well, they can't do that. By the time I realized that, they were dead. How are they going to make it not have happened? But I can change the meaning by calling upon the absolute within me. I want to read something to us all here from my favorite book, The Holy Spirit's Interpretation of the New Testament. And this comes from Matthew. And it's Matthew chapter 16, verse 16. And it says, the Christ is the Son of God, and no one is left outside of the Christ. Do you hear that? No one, not even the people who annoy you. Not even the people you think, some of you might think, don't deserve. And let me tell you something, you better start affirming now that the Christ is awakened in all beings. Because you see, people with the Christ awakened in them consciously don't hurt other people. They don't hurt themselves anymore, and they don't hurt other beings. I'm a much nicer person when I remember that the Christ in me is awake now. I am kinder and more loving to myself. I am kinder and more loving to him. I am kinder and more loving to strangers in the street. And I am kinder and more loving to the people whose behaviors confuse me. When the Christ in me is awake now consciously. So anyway, Peter, the disciple Peter, he is the symbol of faith within the unhealed mind. And so Peter is also the symbol of the unhealed mind that has faith. In Peter, you will see great faith. If you've read your Bible and what have you, you know those old stories. And Peter built the house on the rock and everything. And in Peter, you will see doubt, fear, and confusion. Anybody? Great. You and I are Peter. Until you know that you are the Son of God, do not doubt that you are Peter. And so you will seem to have moments of great faith, and you will seem to have moments of great doubt and fear and confusion. It is the doubt and the fear and the confusion that we must let go of. You'll hear that. It's that part within our faith that we have to let go of, not the other part. Let your faith be that I am the Son of God. Do not worry about gender and any of that. It's got nothing to do with it. I am the Son of God. That I need to hold on to. My doubts, my fears, and my confusion, out the door you go. Doubt, fear, and confusion does not bring about healing. We clear on that? I mean, eventually you can get your way there, but it's a really long way around to healing. And so it is our faith in the possibility. It is in our faith and the power that resides within us. I was so thrilled years ago when I started grasping this, that there is a power within me that is 100% willing, that I have a 100% healing, and the past won't matter. Anything that seemed to be a blockage in my past won't matter. Because healing is possible now. And too often we get confused and we refuse to have our healing now because we're so mad about the past. Anybody? Yeah. You identify? I'm not going to forgive them till they... And sadly, I'm not going to forgive me until I, whatever, fill in the blank. And we think that matters. We think this piece of wood matters. I think this cute outfit matters. I think what you say to me matters. And I think what you might not say to me matters. I think about what money I will have or not have 10 years from now matters. How many people are poor 10 years from now? In your mind, you know, for some people, I know lots of people, they're planning to be poor and they don't know that's what they're doing, but it's all calculated in their mind. You know, there's an idea, oh, what if I could win the lottery? But I probably won't, because 10 years from now, I've got to be poor. I've got a plan. My financial plan is to be poor later on. And I forget to live well now. I forget to live as a wealthy being now. And, you know, well, I don't have $1 million. Okay, does that, and that's why you're not a wealthy being now? What if you decided to love today? I'm going to live in love today. Let me see what happens with that. Now, what can sometimes happen is a chemicalization. I'm going to live in love today. And we slip, trip and fall down. See, doesn't work. Remember, this is not a magic formula. If you decide you're going to live in love today and you trip and fall down, expect love to come into your consciousness as a result of falling down. Yes. Yeah, oh yeah, you would know. Yeah. We think so much matters that just doesn't matter. But the Christ in me is awake now. It's one of my favorite ways to wake up in the morning. Every time I can remember to do it, we all ought to tape it to the ceiling of the bedroom. You know, right on the mirror up there. Just to, you're taking my bit. Is that how you fell? She was taping. The Christ to be as awake now fell off the ladder in her bedroom. But write it on the bat. Something I do every day. I go into my bathroom and I look in the mirror and I say, "Hi, God." And I have to smile when I do that. It's really hard to frown when you acknowledge God in you. It's really, "Oh my God. What's wrong with me, God?" I don't do that. "Hi, God." I got very excited. You've heard me say it so many times. When I came into unity and I kept finding out that I am good, capital G good, and cannot not be. Very thrilling, because I didn't know that. I didn't grow up in a household that taught me that. And so it's not an absence of humility to doubt my goodness. If anything, it's an absence of humility to not expect the best from God. Somebody said to me once, "What is true humility?" And I said, "Expecting God's best." G-O-D. Expecting God's best. And so when I, especially when I'm about to do something that I might be afraid of doing, I used to be afraid to get up here. I used to be afraid to do anything in a public venue because I was afraid that what people thought about me mattered. And so I would do an affirmative prayer, handing it over to God, handing any fear I was experiencing over to God. My prayer, it's a third step prayer from the 12 steps, if you don't know it. "God, I offer myself to thee to build with me and to do with me as thou wilt. Relieve me of the bondage of self that I may better do thy will. Take away my difficulties, that victory over them may bear witness to those I would help. Thy power, thy love, thy way of life." And I would examine every one of those words. And if you look at it this way, because somebody taught me years ago, God's will for me is to be happy, joyous, and free. That was news to me. Was that news to anybody today? That God's will for you is to be happy, joyous, and free? That God's will for everybody is to be happy, joyous, and free? Good for you, because it was news for me. And so, but I thought about it. I thought, "God, I offer myself to thee to build with me, do with me as thou wilt, that I may better be happy, joyous, and free. Relieve me of the bondage of self." I didn't know what that meant for a long time, but I knew it had to be good. But I looked at bondages. What's the bondages of bondage? Oh, that I think everything's about me. That's a terrible burden to carry around with you. The weather, it's all about me. Why me, God? Oh, that person looks so unhappy. Why me, God? Oh, look at the newspapers. Oh, why me, God? And to keep going from there, nothing on TV tonight. Okay. 7,000 TV stations. Why me, God? I can't pick from any of them. But to the bondage of self. So I would say that prayer, and then I would get on to whatever stage I was coming on, a pulpit stage, and no matter what I felt like afterward, I wasn't allowed to judge myself. if you're going to give it to God, give it. And know that whatever just took place is good. No matter how you feel about it, no matter what you think. You know, these people, I'm a perfectionist. Well, that's just you telling yourself you're not good enough. What if it was perfect in all of its flaws? We were in a retreat once, and somebody said, I was talking about wanting, we were all artists, and somebody said, but I can't draw a straight line. And I thought, well, maybe I will find the audience that likes a crooked line. It's still art. I have a lot of shoes. I just do. And it's, when we moved into our new apartment, he found this thing online on Amazon. And it holds a lot of shoes. It takes up a wall, but it holds a lot of shoes. And I look at that now, and it's art. It's not my insanity. It's art. Because there's different colors and different styles. And it's art, and it's beautiful. Let your life be art. The Christ in me, awakened now, leaves room for all of my creative thinking. I encourage everyone to put aside the saying, I've got to figure this out. It's figured out within the absolute. We're clear on this. Within the absolute, it's figured out. Whatever problem you think you have, it's figured out. All you have to do is hand it over. A lot of times I'll encounter a problem in my mind and I'll say, Spirit, take this and then hand it back to me in truth. If I'm in conflict with someone else, I'll say, go over and talk to Christ in me, go talk to the Christ in them, and come back and tell me what you all had to say. Be as a child, play with it. So that you, the Christ in me, the Christ in me. I can't remember the lyrics, I just heard the song. But it's you get my point. We're all going to go on video later, and we're going to listen to this. Listen to his lyrics that came through him. 3 weeks ago, maybe, I asked him, would you write these songs? And in his mind, he thought, I can't write these. No, he just wrote these songs. Wait till you hear the second one. It's a lot of fun. But he didn't know he could write that a few weeks ago. I think, well, he's David Friedman. Of course he can write songs. He doesn't know that.
It's because I don't write them.
I get it.
Yeah.
I get it. But it comes through you. You know. But you know what I mean.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can't write this. I got a songbook that's this thick. But I can't write this one. Because you never know. Will the next one come out? Every artist has to wonder, will the next one come out? Every time I do a talk, am I going to have anything to say today? Well, that's ridiculous. Of course I do. I don't know when I've not had something to say. Rarely do we find me at a loss for words, because this topic is my passion. The topic of God, the topic of love, the topic of new thought, it's my passion. I'm always going to be able to talk about it in one form or another. Where I'm blessed is, will I have an audience to talk about it too? I can't go out in the street and talk about this for the most part because, well, you don't understand. I don't want to go out and badger people, but I do affirm anyone who has use for this message today, I am here at Unity, and I'm willing that they walk through those doors, and I am willing. I'm willing to see it. Let me read this next part to you. Luke, and it's Luke, chapter 9, and starts with verse 18 in the Holy Spirit's interpretation. Don't get your regular Bible out and think you're going to find these exact words. It says, you are the Christ. Good way to start. You are the Christ because the Christ of God is within you, and it is Christ that is your true self. This is the health within. This is the light that shines its healing rays through your mind, shining away all sickness in every form. You know, sickness comes in a lot of forms. I think it often starts with spiritual sickness. And it can be into mental sickness. And then there's the physical sickness. That's the most traditional for us. But sometimes all three are at work. And we think that the... It's the same way in confusion we can think that money is the source of money. We think that our body is the source of health or the source of sickness. But sickness is just a symptom of something that I have forgotten. Years ago, Eric Butterworth, he said that a cold is a sign of becoming, or sneeze, actually. A sneeze is a sign of wellness because it's bringing up old thoughts to be released from the body. And when I heard that, I thought, oh, that's good. That's good stuff there, because it's practical. Practical spirituality for me to sneeze. For so I thought, well, any illness then, cancer, AIDS, all of them, is an opportunity for old thoughts to come up and out so that I no longer have to experience what I call sickness in the mind or in the body, and especially not in the spirit. You are the Christ because the Christ of God is within you, and it is Christ that is your true self. This is the health within. This is the light that shines its healing rays throughout your mind, shining away all sickness in every form. Peace be with you, for you are the Blessed One. Put your faith with me, meaning spirit, focused upon your reality. Who here would be willing that wellness be their absolute reality? Wellness of spirit, wellness of body, wellness of relationship, wellness of mind, of course, wellness of relationships, wellness of money, wellness of home, wellness in every aspect of your being, from the moment you wake up to the time you choose whatever transportation you're choosing for that moment of the day when you leave your house, be it the bus, be it the subway, be it your own car, be it your own feet walking down the street. Wellness in the absolute. Hold on to words like this. Absolute wellness lives in me because the absolute of the Christ lives in me. It's got no other place to live but in you. And as you walk down the street, you can begin to affirm for those you know and those you don't know, the absolute wellness of the Christ lives in you. The absolute wellness of the Christ lives in you. The absolute wellness of the Christ lives in you. The absolute wellness of the Christ lives in you. Why? Because the Christ is awakened now. And so imagine taking this. I got concerned. It's 2:45. My goodness, my watch is broken. But no, we started at 2. I'm still thinking we started at 11. I don't know what your individual spiritual practices are. I assume you're here today to have them enhanced, whatever they are. You might be already doing every single thing that I'm talking about today. Yay. But if you're not, and you needed a little kick to remember, oh my, I need to wake up to the Christ awakened in me. There's so much going on around me. I need to wake up to the Christ awakened in me. I almost forgot that I am the Christ. And thank goodness Sean reminded me on Sunday. Oh, I'm so relieved. Thank you, Sean. You're welcome. So this last little reading here. And it comes from 1 John chapter 2. And this thrills me. Because finally, I can affirm the best of me, and I'm not being arrogant. I am Christ. I am all that is perfect. And all that is perfect is in me. I am in God. And God is in me. All that I am not is an illusion. And I am all that I am. Just remember, what you aren't isn't real. And anything less than good isn't real. In all of us, I am Christ. And all that is perfect, and all that is perfect lives in me. What a relief. You can walk down the street now. Because I have just awakened. And so David wrote this second song. And it's worth singing to yourself all the time. It really clinches the message of what we're talking about today. And so I thank you for this opportunity. Because it's tough to go places and get to talk about the Christ awakened in me. Let me tell you, most people don't want to hear it. And so here, it's such a safe place. And here, it's such a safe place to remember all of this. The Christ is awakened in me now. Those of you who care to, would you affirm that with me? The Christ is awakened in me now, David.
Have you been asleep to who you really are? Have you thought you are your house, your money, or your car? Have you let the world decide what you should do? Have you been oblivious to what is really true? Here's some good advice that's gonna see you through. Just listen to these simple words Sean has to say to you.
Wake up!
And see the love.
Wake up!
And see the light.
Wake up!
And see that all this time you've always been all right.
Wake up!
Be still and know
the truth
that's always true.
Wake up.
And let your life be guided by the Christ in you. If we only knew, if we could only guess, the power deep inside of us that all of us possess, then surely we would stop and listen to that voice that says all things are possible. We always have a choice. Let's play a little game. Here's what we're gonna do. Just turn around and say these words to someone next to you.
Okay, everybody, find somebody. You ready? Wake up!
And see the love.
Wake up!
And see the light.
Wake up!
And see that all this time you've always have been right.
Wake up!
Be still and know.
Wake up!
That's always true. Wake up and let your life be guided by the Christ in you. For God's sake, wake up and let your life be guided by the Christ in you.
Wake up! Thank you. David Friedman.